Good morning. It's May 27th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 9, verse 57 through 62. And it reads, "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.' And another also said, 'Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell, who are at my house.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.'" And this is an idea that you will hear from time to time from people. This notion that I need to get prepared to follow Jesus. I need to have my life right before I can follow him. And this is what I hear, you know, Jesus sort of correcting in this passage. You know, he certainly doesn't mean here that we should abandon our responsibilities. We should abandon our families and go follow Jesus. That would be Jesus leading us into sin, and that certainly is not something that Jesus is doing here. Rather, he is instructing on that mindset. I want to follow you, Jesus, but I just need to get some things squared away first. I want to follow you, Jesus, but you know, I need to get rid of this sin in my life first. Then I'll be ready to follow.
Yeah, this same passage reminds me of the parable of the soils. The seed is the word of God, but the seed that fell on the thorns, which represents the cares of life, it brings no fruit to maturity. And I also think of Lot's wife here, who looked back on Sodom and Gomorrah, and then she turned into a pillar of salt. In this same gospel, Jesus talks about counting the cost before following him. He says, "Whoever does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple."
Yeah, so, you know, following Jesus is not something we prepare for. We accept the call, and then in God's grace, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are moved along the path of sanctification. We don't even start the race until we accept Christ as our Savior. In Isaiah 64:6, it says, "But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags." So all your human striving and all your plans are for naught until you acknowledge Christ as Savior and Lord. So if you're putting off the call of Christ, or you've been holding on to past sins or past lifestyles for fear of letting go, we just implore you to make today the day that you let the dead bury the dead, as Christ would say, and begin your new life as a Christ follower. You just follow and let him take care of the rest.
Amen. You rest in his work, the finished work on the cross. That's true. Our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 27:4. "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple."
And our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs 27:10. "Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away." And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him." God bless.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.